Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Bruce Wicker, an industry consultant. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I know you just got back from China, right?
Yes, I did. Been 6 years since I've been there, so it was kind of due to get back.
Is it true that they're focusing on Europe now and decided that the United States might not be a viable market for products out of the mainland?
Absolutely. Ever since about 2018, when the LVT first tariff or anti-dumping was put in, there's been a shift away from China to some degree. And then when the manufacturing equipment and the engineering and the product types and so on of LVT also evolved, it became easier to put in manufacturing capacity in Southeast Asia. So that shift's been going on for a while. But since the latest tariff changes, still now up in the air for China till November, for gosh sake. Anyway, because of that, most of the manufacturing in China of flooring is way down. The plants were very quiet. Yes, though they're looking at other markets. You know, you got Canada, you got Europe as a primary target, I would think, because it's the biggest market. We'll see what the Canadians do relative to the Chinese, relative to the U.S. It's another dynamic. And meanwhile, over in Europe, I was over in Sweden and earlier in the summer. You know, they're trying to raise barriers to protect themselves from the Chinese.
There's a lot of people in China, aren't there?
Yeah, I was there when the school kids were off, and it puts Times Square to shame. Just sea of people is absolutely incredible.
All right. Well, your trip to China is the latest kind of talking about this first half of the year for the industry. Let me throw out the premise and then you can make some comments on it. So for the first half of the year, it looks like the industry's down a third year in a row. So demand by sector, just looking at it, looking at independent retail replacement, down about 5%. But the big boxes are flat to slightly up. So they may be taking some share in that R&R market. Builder market's all 5 to 7%. Commercial's still up 1 to 2%, and that takes the industry, my premises, down about 3%. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I put the market down. It could be as much as 5, but it's certainly no less than down 2. So I think 3% is a pretty good number. You know, if you look at the results of the usual suspects, Floor & Decor, Mohawk, Home Depot, Lowe's, they're all kind of flat to plus 1 in Q2. Their outlooks are interesting. They range really between minus 1 and plus 1. Floor & Decor has got a minus 2 at the end of theirs. People I speak with who are thinking about 2026, you're basically looking at trying to guess. And so you say flat to plus or minus 1. So we really don't know. As you said, for the third year in a row, the second half is not going to be our savior. You know, for the full year, it depends on who you are, too. I mean, I talk with people who are up 7 or 8, and those who are down 12 or 15. So it depends on who you are, where you are, and what you're selling. And yes, the big boxes are doing better than average.
Yeah, let me throw out a couple of stats. Floor & Decor, their comp store sales are up 0.4%. So basically flat, but up just a hair. But that's the first time they've seen growth on comp store sales since Q4 2022. And like you say, their forecast for the year is down 2%. Home Depot, their comp store sales in the U.S. up 1.4%, earnings flat. They didn't call out flooring as being a performing department, but Lowe's did. So apparently Lowe's is doing better in the flooring category. Their comp store sales are up only 1.1%, so slightly less than versus Home Depot. And then let's just talk about Dixie, because I did have a great interview with Dan Frierson last week. You know, his business is down 2.7% on a year-over-year basis, but profitable. So that was good to hear, as they've cut a lot of costs out of their operation.
So Mohawk, which was flat overall, of course, is a lot of outside the U.S. business, and their organic was down about 1. North America down about 1.2. It's not the year we had hoped for yet again.
Flooring North America for Mohawk for the first half of the year is down 5.3%, but their second quarter was much better. And they're buying shares back, which means their outlook, I mean, they're feeling good about where it's going to be because, you know, if you're buying some of your own paper, you think it's going to be worth more down the road, right?
Yeah, having domestic capacity is going to be a help, obviously. And for them, it's all about operating rate. I mean, it's all about the capacity utilization. Any uptick in the market's going to give them a pretty big boost pretty quickly. Mohawk in the longer term, midterm, is in pretty good shape. Well, I wanted to back up to one thing we talked about, and I agree with your numbers on residential remodel and new residential. I think new residential might even be worse than your minus 5 to 7, but, you know, not much. the commercial, we all look at the ABI, and the ABI right. is negative, but yet the commercial business is still up. Now, we know that the pipeline feeds a lot of that, but this has been going on for a lot of months. I think it's been a negative territory for 31 out of 34 months or something like that. I think we've learned that the ABI is a very blunt instrument. It doesn't really tell us what's happening in the flooring industry in particular. Directionally, the commercial has been the thing that's saved a lot of people, and the guys in the commercial business are doing quite well.
One more topic I want to talk about, because we got news about it today, are these price increases. You know, Shaw started out with their price increase, and on the residential side, it was an 8% increase on imported products. On the commercial side, I think it's across the board, both domestic and imported. Dixie came out with a price increase. Today, we're running the story that EF has come out with a price increase. Theirs is 8% on imports and 5% on domestic. And it's, I want to point out, it's interesting. I was looking back. We haven't seen a price increase, you know, since the market's been soft for a few years. And this is the first price increase from these suppliers since 2022. So that's kind of interesting. I understand, too, that Mohawk may be sending out a letter this afternoon.
So in our industry, we don't have a lot of pricing power. I mean, we typically get a price increase either because supply is tight, which doesn't happen often, and or a cost push, you know, whether it be energy or vinyl-plated products or lumber, the natural gas, you know, the container costs, those kinds of things, cost push. When I look at it, you know, a 5% increase by the time it's done usually probably realizes about 3% in actuality, because not everyone gets the increase to the same extent. It's difficult in this supply-demand situation to try to get a price increase. But the industry really needs it. Never mind trying to make up for the tariffs. You've got a lot of just general cost increases in running your business since 2022. I mean, the profitability of manufacturers just isn't where it needs to be. Your plants aren't running at the rate they should. You've got higher costs. And then you've got, if you're importing, you get the tariffs to contend with. The tricky part is we don't know exactly where all the tariffs are going to settle out. How do you raise your price on imports when they're coming in from different countries at different rates of tariff increase, right? And then do you raise your price on your domestic products at the same time because you need the price increase? It's going to come down to, will the market accept it? And one would hope that the market would accept it. We are in a kind of inflationary environment. I mean, now is the time to try to get it. And this may not be the last round of increases, depending on what happens on some of the tariffs. So it's needed.
And it looks like that we are going to get a little bit of a break from the feds in September. So it probably won't be much. It'd be interesting to see what it does to mortgage rates, right?
And we all know there's not a direct correlation. There's the lag. So we need a half a point, you know, relatively soon after that quarter point to really make a difference. So here we go again. Yeah. We're going to be entering now the fourth year of saying the second half is going to save us. We're going to have a bumpy road after Q3 because we're going to go into two seasonally soft quarters. So it's going to be tricky getting through that. And I mean, the people that I spoke to in the last week since I've been back, it's all about just getting to the other side of this thing, right? You know, managing your cash, getting your expenses down. Let's try to get a price increase. Hopefully we can just get through.
Well, not to single them out, but there's some people closing some plants. Some people aren't even make it to see the next uptick. I'm about to run out of time, Bruce. Great to catch up with you. You've been talking to Bruce Wicker, a flooring industry consultant, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.